Recorded Books Romance presents an unabridged recording of Shadow Game by Christine Fionn, narrated by Tom Stecciotti. This book is copyrighted 2003 by Christine Fionn. This recording is copyrighted 2010 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Romantic Sounds, an imprint that features dramatic tales that will carry you away to exotic locales and sweep you off your feet. And now, Shadow Game.
Chapter 1. Captain Ryland Miller leaned his head against the wall and closed his eyes in utter weariness. He could ignore the pain in his head, the knives shredding his skull. He could ignore the cage he was in. He could even ignore the fact that sooner or later he was going to slip up and his enemies would kill him. But he could not ignore the guilt and anger and frustration rising like a tidal wave in him as his men suffered the consequences of his decisions. "Caden, I can't reach Russell Cowling's, can you?" He had talked his men into the experiment that had landed them all in the laboratory cages in which they now resided. Good men, loyal men, men who had wanted to serve their country and people. "We all made the decision," Caden responded to his emotions, the words buzzing inside Ryland's mind. "No one has managed to raise Russell." Ryland swore softly aloud as he swept a hand over his face, trying to wipe away the pain, speaking telepathically with his men cost him. The telepathic link between them had grown stronger as they all worked to build it, but only a few of them could sustain it for any length of time. Ryland had to supply the bridge, and his brain over time balked at the enormity of such a burden. "Don't touch the sleeping pills."